This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutan. With me, Tan Chung Han and Joyce Good with the top business stories of the day. We begin with some top corporate news. We have Astro Malaysia strengthening its tie-up with Malaysia's largest Malay language media company, Group Majalah Karan Craft. So it looks like Astro is stepping up its move into the Malay vernacular segment.
Yeah, so this JV, you know, will extend Astro's online presence among the Malay language audience. It's expected to propel the combined monthly unique visitors to approximately 10 million. So that deal was signed yesterday. It's a binding term sheet, with the JV will be called Karan Craft Digital 360 Sinaran Berhad. This will come to the tune of 100 million ringgit for Astro, and they will get a 51% stake in the JV. Now, recall back in June, they had signed that MOU to partner up. So this looks like a progression from that MOU.
Yes, Han. So in June, Astro Group Chief Executive Officer Dato' Rohana Rozan said following their partnership signed then, Astro will increase its spending of Malay's vernacular content to 35% in the next 5 years from 22% at present. Did you know they allocate 1.9 billion ringgit annually for content?
That sounds like quite a lot. I mean, but apart from that, what is this 100 million investment and pumped into the JV getting Astro?
Well, Karan Craft will transfer its 38 IPs to the JV, and they have stuff like Mingguan Wanita, Nona, and Mingguan Kanak Kanak. So in an interview earlier this year, Dato' Rohana told me that Malaysia is increasingly vernacular and homes watch 4 hours a day, out of which 3 hours is of local vernacular content. Mm. Right, so this latest move with Karan Craft looks like Astro wants to expand their online presence among the Malay language audience. Astro's home proposition now serves 5.3 million or 73% of Malaysian households.
Yeah, going through some numbers, Karan Craft has about 15 million readers. That's according to Bernama. And besides the titles that you mentioned, I just did a quick check on Karan Craft's website. They have a magazine called Hajibsta. And so wedding magazines, etc. So quite the
hijabster.
Hijabster.
What's hajib? I have no idea. Yeah,
as in like hip a person who wears a hijab but is hip. Right?
Yeah,
so the young woman's magazine.
Well,
I'm guessing.
Obviously, you subscribe to that magazine there, Sharad Kutin. Didn't know, but so you have this deal going on, and this comes a few months after Media Prima bought over Rev Asia for about the same price as all, about 105 million ringgit, right? Now, for that one, they got all of the titles under Rev Asia, though. So I wonder who's got the better deal here, and then ultimately, who can really gain that edge when it comes to the online space in the Malay-speaking
community. Interesting question, Han. I mean, it looks like it's different target markets as well. What Media Prima bought, more urban kind of, English language, right? Says.com, right? There are a few titles there. But
they got some Malay titles there as well.
Yeah.
And a real quick correction, it's a Hijabista. Thank you.
Okay, all right. And Astro, what Astro is getting is
real
this Karan Craft
twister.
Hijabista. Yeah, sorry.
Well, what Astro is getting now is these titles are Malay. They specifically want this Malay vernacular target market. It looks like it. I mean, from what this JV is panning out to be. But I mean, in these current challenging times, Astro definitely needs to, and it is reinventing itself. We can see that from an earnings perspective, its top line is lower for third quarter and as well as for its 9 month period, right? And this was mainly due to a decrease in subscription and licensing revenue and offset by increase in production revenue. From a net profit perspective, we can see third quarter, it fell 2.9% year on year to 146.7 million ringgit. For a 9 month period, though, its net profit is up 23% to 589 million ringgit.
Yeah, and already you got some analysts weighing in. So CIMB has downgraded Astro today to a hold, also lowering its a target price to 3 ringgit from 3.35 ringgit. We've got a few minutes left before markets open. We'll certainly keep you posted on how Astro is doing. Now they closed at 2 ringgit $1.80 yesterday, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's still a bit more upside between, you know, where they closed yesterday versus CIMB's new lowered target price.
I wonder if CIMB has given reasons for its less than excited response to this move.
Well, yeah, it says it expects content costs to increase for FY 2019. Also said that they cut their FY 2018 to 2020 EPS by 5% to 8% because to account for lower TV subscription revenue and higher content costs and tax expenses.
Yeah, and those are higher content costs, you know, coming, I mean, given that we have the World Cup, but the 2018 World Cup in Russia, you got the Commonwealth Games and also the Asian Games all slated for next year.
Oh, lots happening next year.
Yeah, a lot of sports and live events, you know, but generally speaking, you know, when it comes to these TV operators here in Malaysia, they can't find enough ADEX to offset, you know, how much it costs them to gain the rights for these sporting events.
But ADEX in general is just down for the whole media landscape, right? Look at everywhere, all the media companies, print, I mean, everything on the whole media landscape is down in a way. Coming back to Media Prima, what they bought in Rev Asia, they have Obulan. Right. So yeah, that's a Malay content there.
So will Hijabista save Astro? Time will tell.
Well, you just have to, you know, renew your subscription there. Okay. Let's talk about other business ventures. MyEG is in the news again for a new business. This time it's going into money lending.
Yeah, sure. So the Urban Wellbeing, Housing and Local Government Ministry granted MyEG subsidiary a money lender's license for 2 years. And this is the latest move by MyEG to diversify its earnings from its core e-government business.
Yeah, look, so MyEG, I mean, we have seen this diversification for quite a bit now. They're trying to move away, you know, like Joy said, you know, trying to wean themselves off those government contracts. Recall that MyEG told Bursa that they also have that private leasing business for cars, you know, called Smart Lease, that was officially introduced to the public in the first quarter of their financial year 2018, so essentially the third quarter of this calendar year. So that complements its existing renewal of insurance and road tax, you know, so they have basically incorporated this company since 2016, right?
I believe. This came about, I think, a Brewster announcement because The Itch wrote the story on this private leasing business. It's interesting that they're going into this. And currently, the private leasing contributes less than 25% of the net assets and net profits of MyEG and its subsidiaries.
What do we know about the kind of total portfolio that MyEG has? What are they involved in right now, Joyce?
More of the electronic government services projects and services, as in like when you renew your road tax and your foreign helpers passes and things like that, you can go to MyEG and get that done.
Right. And then, you know, so they have tried to move into other associated services as well. So, for example, I think they moved into the accommodation space for these foreign workers, you know, for example. So, yeah, again, trying to leverage their existing business. But obviously, the private leasing of cars, that's a totally separate vertical, right? Mm-hmm.
And how have they been performing? So, we talk about all these businesses, all these new moves and new ventures, but how have they been performing as a group?
Well, their earnings are up. Can see that from a net profit perspective, FY 2012, it was 27 million. For FY 2017, it's gone up to 200 million. So that has gone up. So it'll be interesting to see how these new business activities will impact their earnings moving forward.
So that's what, about 8-9-fold? Yeah, over the space of 5 financial years. Yeah.
Okay, very quickly, we also have, in terms of money lending, we had a statement out from Bank Negara, didn't we?
Yeah, Bank Negara has warned that, cautioned that there are persons and companies out there conducting illegal money lending activities using fake money lending licenses, which they say is apparently issued by Bank Negara. But Bank Negara says that they do not issue money lending licenses. It is the Ministry of Urban Wellbeing, Housing and Local Government that issues that.
Which is where MyEG got their license
that's
from.
Right.
So, you know, heads up, folks. Yeah, MyEG is legit.
Okay, we're coming up to the news and then we'll have the opening numbers in the stock market. Remember also that today is a Ringgit and Cents Day and we'll be looking at household saving situation. And so, of course, for people who don't save too much, maybe lending money is a solution. Is it? Ultimately, stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.